Harmonia, the ancient word for the union of melody and harmony and the music of the spheres. I'm Angela Mariani, inviting you to join me for the next hour as today's performers of medieval, Renaissance, and Baroque music bring to life the music of the distant past. This week, Harmonia celebrates the music of Henry Purcell, one of England's greatest composers. A look at his small-scale compositions will include his pieces for keyboard, music for string ensembles, and his songs, plus a new release by Swiss Baroque cellist Martin Zeller. We heard two songs by Henry Purcell from the Gresham autograph, Come All Ye Songsters and Now Ye Night Is Chased Away. The new chamber opera ensemble performed under the direction of Gary Cooper. The Gresham autograph is a notebook in which Henry Purcell collected and arranged several dozen songs that are thought to be intended for a pupil. Although we don't know who the pupil was, we do know that most of the songs are by Purcell himself, while the remainders were composed by his younger brother Daniel and Ralph Courteville. Henry Purcell's songs came from some of his most well-known works, including The Fairy Queen, Diocletian, the Odes for Queen Mary and St. Cecilia, and a number of songs from the many plays to which he contributed incidental music. The life of Henry Purcell, although short-lived, was remarkable. He was a prolific composer who worked in the theater, at court, and in church. His birth nearly 350 years ago was only the beginning of a life's work that created a reputation that increased up to the present day. The return of Charles II to the throne in 1660, better known as the English Restoration, was the impetus for a young Henry Purcell to grow into one of England's greatest composers. At the time, Purcell was around 2 years old, but within the Restoration's first decade, he joined the Chapel Royal as a boy chorister. After his voice broke, he remained employed at court in various capacities, including as an assistant instrument and organ technician, as well as a composer for different ensembles and occasions. Purcell's main instrument was the keyboard. His main gig from around the age of 20 until the end of his life was as organist to Westminster Abbey. In addition, he also played and composed for the harpsichord, the virginal, and the spinet. We heard keyboard music by Henry Purcell. The performers were, in order, Gary Cooper, spinet, Robert Woolley, chamber organ, and David Moroney, virginals. Welcome back to Harmonia. We're celebrating the life and music of Henry Purcell. Even though Purcell composed quite a bit of instrumental music, very little of it was published within his lifetime. Of his works for chamber ensembles, only his sonatas of three parts were available in publication. Music for the combination of two violins, viola da gamba and basso continuo, was apparently in high demand. As for his viola da gamba consorts, well, they remained unpublished. Fine works in their own right, Purcell probably never intended them to be more than just personal composition exercises. They are impressive ones at that. Today, they're highly regarded and part of every viol consort's core repertoire. Music by Henry Purcell. The Purcell Quartet performs his Sonata No. 9 in F major. But first, the Viola da Gamba Consort Fretwork will perform the Fantasia upon one note. We heard two instrumental pieces by Henry Purcell. First, the Viola da Gamba consort fretwork performed his Fantasia upon one note. That was followed by the Purcell Quartet in a performance of the sonata in F major entitled The Golden Sonata. You're listening to Harmonia, a program of early music that comes to you from the studios of WFIU at Indiana University. Partial support for Harmonia comes from Penco Incorporated of Bedford, Indiana. Partial support also comes from Early Music America, publisher of Early Music America magazine, on the web at earlymusic.org. I'm Angela Mariani. This week on Harmonia, we're listening to the music of Henry Purcell in celebration of his birth in 1659. By far the most popular compositions by Purcell are his songs. He was an extraordinary composer of songs and without peer when it came to setting the English language to music. A few years after his premature death in 1695, a two-volume publication known as Orpheus Britannicus came out to great acclaim. In fact, multiple editions succeeded the initial ones. Orpheus Britannicus is a kind of anthology that contains both his very best and most popular secular songs. Voice students and lovers of English song alike have all deeply enjoyed Orpheus Britannicus.
Christus winds and fire and he wear joy. and hungry am I grown. Ambrosia will I feed upon, drink nectar still and sweet. Who is content does all sorrow prevent, and bear sin as strong, was free from the law. Grant me, Mary, praise.
Two songs from Henry Purcell's Orpheus Britannicus. O Fair Sedaria, sung by Barbara Bonney, was preceded by soprano Catherine Bott in a performance of From Silent Shades, better known as Bess of Bedlam. Welcome back to Harmonia. We're exploring the music of Henry Purcell, concentrating on his small-scale compositions. If Orpheus Britannicus was a collection of Purcell's secular songs, then Harmonia Sacra was its counterpoint. Published by Henry Playford, Harmonia Sacra was also a two-volume anthology, but of devotional song, filled with compositions by Purcell and several of his contemporaries. It contains two of Purcell's most beautiful songs, Tell Me Some Pitying Angel, also known as the Blessed Virgin's Expostulation, and An Evening Hymn.
Tell me some pitying angel. Tell quickly, say.
I call. Oh,
we heard two Purcell songs. Boy soprano Eamon O'Dwyer and the King's Consort performed an evening hymn. Before that, Nancy Argenta sang Tell Me Some Pitying Angel. The new release this week features an old favorite, three of Johann Sebastian Bach's six cello suites. The first in a two-volume series of Bach's complete suites on the MA Recordings label. They're performed by Swiss Baroque cellist Martin Zeller, who plays on an instrument made in 1673 by Jacobus Steiner. Zeller is the principal cellist of the Kammerorchester Basel and professor of Baroque cello at the Zurich Music Academy. Music of J.S. Bach, the Prelude and Gigue from his cello suite in G major, BWV 1007, is performed by Martin Zeller. Two movements from J.S. Bach's Suite for Cello in G Major, BWV 1007. The Prelude and the Gigue were performed by Martin Zeller. That's part of a new release on the MA Recordings label. Zeller's program consists of Bach's first three suites for solo cello. Production support for Harmonia is made possible in part by the Crystal DeHaan Family Foundation, serving organizations in central Indiana and recognizing the children and families of Crystal House International. More information about Harmonia and Harmonia's new CD, Beautiful Baroque, Music for Weddings and Other Special Occasions, is on our website, harmonia.indiana.edu. The writer for this edition of Harmonia was Bernard Gordillo. Thanks to our studio engineer Mike Pashkash and our staff, Carrie Boyce, David Wood, Luann Johnson, and Scott Witzke. Additional technical support comes from KOHM at Texas Tech University in Lubbock, Texas. Listeners who enjoy Harmonia may also enjoy the Harmonia podcast and WFIU's Ether Game musical mini quiz. Both are available for download at WFIU.org with a click on the podcast button. Harmonia is a production of WFIU at Indiana University. Christina Kuzmich is our executive producer, and I'm Angela Mariani, inviting you to join us again for the next edition of Harmonia.